This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Our preview of the NFC South continues in a team that, well, had a monster year, the reigning MVP, got so close, and that'll be the problem possibly this year. But a friend of the show and a guy who brings it joins us now from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. One of my favorites, Orlando Ledbetter, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Oh, what's up, man? Good to have you on.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me. Just trying to get ready for the start of training camp here.
Yeah, it's here. So let's start right there about this Atlanta Falcons team. We hear hangovers all the time after a Super Bowl game, but this is that double hangover, three shots of tequila after you were drunk type of thing, because not only did they lose in the Super Bowl after a monster year, but they also lost it in fashion that, quite frankly, will be hard to get over even if they do win a Super Bowl. How long has it? How long will it? And can they get over this hangover after a brutal loss in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely brutal. Coach Dan Quinn has been doing everything this offseason to try to prepare them for this, even talking to Steve Kerr and Terry Francona, two managers and coaches who blew 3-1 leads in the NBA Finals and the World Series, respectively. He's pulling out all the psychological tricks in the back here to get this young team refocused and reset for the 2017 season. It'll be an ongoing fight for them, and they probably can't shake this thing unless they can get back to the Super Bowl in some kind of way, pull out a victory, and get this monkey off of their back.
Hey, with that, I'm curious. We talk about, how do you deal with this? You can go to the big psychologist, and how do you deal when something this gut-wrenching hits you? I mean, I've been on teams. We've been a part of giving up. Nothing like this, especially in a Super Bowl, where it's so bad that you either got to look it in the face and address it and let it fester and suffer over it and intentionally suffer over it, or do you push it aside and say, okay, a week's enough, a month is enough, 3 months? When do we know I've looked it in the face, yes, it sucked, we've got to deal with it and move on? When do they know when that time, when you've suffered enough? When is that going to happen, or has it?
Yeah, I know. It's been different for different guys. I know Matt Ryan watched the game 3 days in a row right after the Super Bowl, and then after that he hasn't gone back to it. But that was his kind of way of raking himself through the coals to see what he could have done differently. Other guys won't watch it. Devontae Freeman just kind of got around to it, made some comments about it. Austin Hooper says he's going to try to learn from it. So to a man, it's a different response to such a historic collapse. But there doesn't appear to be any finger pointing at this point. Even at Matt Ryan making a Gatorade commercial about it. And Coach Dan Quinn with bracelets talking about embracing the suck. So they've been taking more of the head-on approach with this and trying to move on and get moving in the right direction again here.
One of my favorites, Orlando Ledbetter, and Atlanta Journal-Constitution joins us here in our Falcons preview on the Sean Salisbury Show. With that, when you go back to it, and there is no finger pointing, that's what I like about this team. But I'm curious of, athletes don't like to hear the word choke. Neither do coaches. But quite frankly, Owen, you were there. You watched every second of it, and we watched it all. There was a choke factor. There was a choke factor on holding the ball too long. Choke factor on play calling. Choke factor on not getting to break. It all came down at once. That snowball kept rolling downhill. Can they embrace that, or have they shied away from that factor that, hey, it just happened and what went wrong?
Yeah, it was a string of events. They've all admitted to the mistakes. We just saw Matt Ryan finally say that, hey, the plays were coming in too late from Kyle Shanahan. The play calling was very questionable in that regard. So, Devontae Freeman missed a block that led to a touchdown. It's clear. If there's some facts. Jake Matthews got called for a holding on a play that, they're already at the 22-yard line. So, they're dealing with the facts. They're embracing them. And, it was a major, major collapse. After you take all of those chokes and put them into one, you up 28-3, the biggest point lead swing in Super Bowl history. You did something special to get there, and they have acknowledged that.
Orlando, what's missing now? You saw this team. I don't know how their offense can get better. I'm not sure. Their defense seemed to improve. But in your mind, after seeing them this offseason, dealing with the hangover, looking at the draft, free agency, what's missing from their team now, or do you feel pretty good about them?
They need to get a little bit more production out of the tight end situation. I don't know how they can get more out of the running back combination of Freeman and Coleman. They, almost 1,600 yards and 85 catches. That's going to be pretty hard to duplicate. Julio, over the last 3 years, just ran those numbers. He's averaging 107 catches, about 1,400 yards, but only six touchdowns, six, eight, and six. So, maybe you can get him more involved in the red zone and keep that offense at a high level, Sean. The defense, they got a lot of room for improvement over there. Started three rookies last year and four second-year guys. So, as they know what they're doing now, they're pretty fast and they will hit you. So their ceiling is the highest. Maybe they can help out the offense by scoring some more defensive touchdowns and getting more takeaways.
Steve Sarkisian comes in. Kyle Shanahan goes on to be the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, with that, will they miss Kyle Shanahan's play calling on the sidelines? And, is there a trust factor or the transformation to Sarkisian? How's that going and how do they feel about it?
Yeah, they feel pretty good in that Steve's not coming in to change anything and that, Matt's comfortable in the offense and he can lean on Matt Schaub, who was also in this offense for a long time under Shanahan and his Houston. So they're just kind of looping Sarkisian in with maybe hoping that they can get back to some of the things that Matt Ryan really thrived at earlier in his career, and that's calling the audibles at the line of scrimmage, maybe some more no huddle and speeding things up. He was a good tempo quarterback. Kyle kind of handcuffed him and took that away, but you can't argue with the success they had running Kyle's offense. So I don't know how much tinkering you want to do with it, but there's certainly some options, and they have a lot of faith in Sarkisian and that he'll be able to, help them continue to be at the front of the league with regards to the offense.
Orlando, I look at this, and this division to me, heck, you could be first, you could be last with a slow start, any of these teams. We know, maybe notwithstanding New Orleans and their defense, but you look at Breeze, you look at Winston, and now you expect Cam to come back. This may be the best quarterback division we've had in a long time from 1 to 4. Is the defense prepared for the onslaught of the QBs in this division?
Yeah, well, they're growing, so, and they have Marquand Manuel in his first year as the defensive coordinator. So, the young guys were learning under fire. Deion Jones at middle linebacker, Devondre Campbell at weak side, and then, Keanu O'Neill, the strong safety. So, those guys are going to have a big leap, kind of like what Vic Beasley and Grady Jarrett did from their first to second year, that this defense is going to contend in the NFC South. They got some, Winston's going to be taking a step forward. There's Breeze, and you got to figure, like you said, Sean, that Cam Newton's going to bounce back too.
Oh, what else can Matt Ryan do? You mentioned about speeding it up, and they're giving him a chance to change plays so he's not playing uphill at the line of scrimmage. But, boy, what a special season. How does he duplicate that?
Well, he said he's just going to concentrate on his footwork and making sure he's delivering the ball in the right manner. He had a lapse 2 years ago with his interceptions and so forth, but he wants to stay on top of his footwork. He's got to move in his offense to make it work. And, he's going into his 10th year, and he's got to run the bootlegs and the waggles that go along with this type of attack. That's how he's going to try to stay on top of his game and, probably just throwing it up to Julio, if nothing else works, might help him out too.
Yeah, that's not a bad gig. We got 30 seconds left, though, but I got to get this. Is this team the best team in the NFC heading into this season in your mind?
They're up there with Seattle, Green Bay, Dallas, and I think the Giants are going to be a contender this year, but I put them right up there with Seattle going into training camp.
So they win the division again, Orlando?
Yes, I think so. Tampa Bay will be tough, and you just don't know what Adrian Peterson has left down in New Orleans with the Saints, so you got to keep an eye on them too.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Great stuff, and obviously we'll talk to you throughout the season and as we roll through training camp. Great stuff. Joining us as always, man.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I love him, man. Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. crisp, precise, and to the point. And he's right. The choke factor, as I said, and he echoed it. It did creep in that football game. Not aside from the fact that Brady's pretty good.
Well, yeah. You're up 25 points. You should probably win that game.
Yeah.
A little bit of a choke. I think that's an understatement.
Maybe
major choke.
And the coaches, too. I don't think they're going to miss Kyle Shanahan. I don't. A little bit. I get this handcuffed, although he was good. I think they're going to be a little more freewheeling with Sarkisian. We'll talk more about that. Up next, Eggs, we got Jordan Schultz, right? We're talking Kyrie LeBron. Is it real or is it Memorex?